When was it that you brought up that point?
It's been probably 6 months ago. I'm guessing here a little bit. I guess the reason I don't know is because since then I've had some problems accepting some of the things that seem to be a church belief at this point. As you know, the military is trying to do whatever they can to enlist people and get them into the service. For several months, our recruitment has been down. The military has not met their goals. They've even dropped their goals by something like 25% so that they can say they made their goals, but they haven't made them. The point I'm getting at here is that we had an announcement one day in the church newsletter that said, "Seniors, would you like to perhaps join the military and see the world? If you are interested, then you should come down to the armory on a certain day next month or the month after and have fun." What was going to amount to was that these kids were invited to the armory in Chippewa Falls. They were going to have free food. They were going to have a Humvee pull. And they were going to have a paintball shooting sort of thing. And there were going to be speakers there. Well, I read into the speakers thing that part of this was going to be recruitment, or at least a good part of that. And I read that thing probably four times before I completely understood or believed that I understood what was going on here. And that our church was basically simply recruiting kids for a war that I don't believe in. And so I have had some problems here just recently with accepting things in the church.
How did you respond to that announcement then?
I made some phone calls to try to see if others were pretty much on the same track that I was, and I found that some were, although others said, "Well, you know, don't rock the boat. We don't want to cause a problem here." I found people who were very responsive to what I said. On the other hand, I was a little put out to think that some thought that, "Well, don't rock the boat here because we don't want to cause problems." It seems to me that churches ought to be against this war. If we're really for peace, then we ought to be against war. That's my whole thing, I think. And that if we're talking here about such things as paintball and inviting kids to go to their armory, and that then when it's pointed out that maybe there's some problems with that here from a moral standpoint, I just decided that we should be more for peace.
Given that there are some people who are part of that Methodist church who support the war, who think that it's fine, what would have been an acceptable way to deal with it in the context of that Methodist church?
Well, one of the things that I proposed to a couple folks up there was that if we had this day at the armory, this, quote, fun day, then that perhaps we should look at it on the other side and do some sort of a peace rally. And that was met with a certain amount of good response. I was told that we could have a prayer vigil, but that it might not be appropriate to have a peace vigil. And that gave me a little bit of a problem. I couldn't see that there was all that much difference in a prayer vigil as opposed to a peace vigil. I thought, well, a peace vigil would be kind of just the opposite, if you will, of the Hummer pull and the fun day, and that maybe we could balance this out. And I would be okay with that. But as it was, as far as I know, there was never any kind of peace rally sponsored by that church. My idea is that churches ought to get together all over and say, "Hey, if we are for peace, then let's go ahead and have a peace rally."
You said that the announcement about the fun military day appeared in the bulletin. Is this representative of the general opinion of people there at church or of the policy of the church?
No, I don't believe it is. I think that particular announcement got in there a little bit by mistake due to someone who put it in that was not perhaps aware that that would not be necessarily approved by at least some folks like me. Realistically, I do believe that maybe it got in there by mistake, but I think that even if it got there by mistake, that we should have made sure that we came back with some reply saying that, well, that was a mistake, or here's something that we can put in here to counterbalance that, if you will.
I want to turn now to your participation in Veterans for Peace. What is Veterans for Peace? What does one do to belong to that group?
Veterans for Peace is a group of veterans, although we have associate membership as well, where a person does not need to be a veteran at all. They can just simply believe in the same things that we do. Veterans for Peace is just that, basically. We're a group that believes in peace. We also, however, try to educate others that others should be for peace. And we try to show where, in this particular case we're in now, where things are not necessarily as they are stated from our federal government. The main thing is that we're just that, Veterans for Peace. We are starting an organization here in the Eau Claire, Chippewa, Menominee area. We have a scattering of members right now, but we're in the process of trying to get more members so that we can get into schools, so that we can educate kids and show that there is another way of going. We hear about, for example, other organizations as far as military veterans are concerned, but we don't see the peace side of this. We have to balance things out and show that there's a peaceful side of this as well. It's not the warrior worship mentality, if you will, that we see in some of the other veterans organizations.
Gaylord, my father served in the Korean War, and he always touted that taking a turn in the military made a man out of him. It really helped him grow. Is that what you feel about your own experience with the military, that it really helped you develop personally?
I wouldn't say that the military itself caused me to mature. It was the fact that 3 years passed from the time I went in until I got out. Just aging itself is a part of the maturation process that we have to go through as youngsters. I guess in honesty, I learned respect for authority in the military, and so from that, the military was a benefit to me. And it's a combination then of things where you have to learn respect, you have to do what you have to do, you also then are maturing at the same time in terms of age. How much we can say was due to age and how much to something else is always a little tough call, I think.
Is there any specific benefit that you think you can identify that you got out of being in the military as opposed to spending those 3 years elsewhere?
Well, I guess, honestly, the one thing was I did get some military benefits when I got back as far as education, which worked out very nicely. I got back, and within a year, I got married. It was real great to be able to have those benefits afterward. So from a financial standpoint, it was a benefit to me. Although, if you look at being in the service, the pay there was something like $74.71 a month or something like that. So there were not a lot of monetary benefits while you were in. So maybe when I got out, some of them were made up from the standpoint of the education part.
The members of the Veterans for Peace, do you need to be a pacifist to be a veteran for peace?
I was told at one point that you did, and then I specifically asked the question, do you? And I'm not certain that I have the right answer to that, Mark. I'm really not sure. I think at one point you probably were supposed to be a pacifist in order to be a member of Veterans for Peace. I'm not sure, however, that that may have been, and I don't want to use the word dropped, but maybe the focus isn't quite as much on that today. Because I think, honestly, I think to be a true pacifist, maybe there aren't many true pacifists out there. And so that, I believe, would limit the amount of people that we could have as a part of our group.